Well, I think we've made some progress, but I think we still have a long way to go. Like Will Smith said in the movie Concussion, there is so much power in knowing. And my position as a Christian and as a physician is that no child under the age of 18 should play the high impact, high contact sports. These are sports whereby blows to the head are intrinsic to the play. American football, ice hockey, boxing, mixed martial arts, wrestling, and rugby. Adults are free to do whatever they want to do. I would be the first to fight and defend the rights, liberty, and free will and freedom of an adult above the age of 18 to engage in any type of sports, including skydiving, including Russian roulette, including American football, but not for children.
There is a New York State lawmaker who, in fact, has proposed banning tackle football for any child under 13. He says he knows colleagues who support the idea, but they are afraid to take a public stand on the issue because it would be so unpopular with voters. Americans seem to have this love affair with football, and despite whatever evidence is presented about it, some people allow their children to play.
The truth is always inconvenient. Doing the right thing is more difficult than doing the wrong thing. In fact, I think it's even un-American to put on a helmet on the head of a child and ask that child to slam his head onto the heads of other children. We would strap a child in a car with a seatbelt, drive a child to a field, put on a helmet, and ask him to slam his head on the heads of other children. Nobody wakes up in the morning, puts on a helmet on his head, and slams the wall repeatedly. Nobody does that. So why would we do that to our children? So I believe as an evolving modern society, it's about time we translated science and applied science to our activities of daily living as a society, knowing what we know now. We evolve. In today's world, knowing what we know today, there is no justifiable reason whatsoever that a child under the age of 18 should continue to engage in collision sports that we know are harmful for children. Helmets do not prevent your child's brain from becoming damaged while playing football. In fact, helmets may even increase the risk of brain damage to your child.
Increase. Why is that?
Yes, because it gives you a false sense of security and enables you to weaponize your head because you don't feel any pain. There's no skin-to-skin contact. And the helmet increases the weight and dimensions of your child's head. And when you increase the weight and dimensions, you increase the momentum of the impact. And you increase the amount of energy that reaches your child's brain. And now listen to this. People falsely believe that you need to suffer a concussion to suffer brain damage. That is not true. Even after one game or one season of football, science has shown that your child's brain would show evidence of brain damage just after one season of football. And with or without a documented concussion, your child's brain is exposed to multiple impacts, even in just one game of football. So in one season, your child's head must have been exposed to hundreds of impacts. Unfortunately, the human brain does not have any reasonable capacity to heal itself or to cure itself of any injury. So once any injury occurs on the cellular level, it's permanent.